Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival, and I am in conversation with Eileen Goering, director and screenwriter of Nico. Good afternoon, Eileen.
Good afternoon, Cristina, and it's very nice to be a part of the station.
Thank you very much for your time. It's a pleasure to meet you via Zoom and to talk about your debut film, Nico. So Nico is a very powerful story about a woman, a young woman who struggles to regain self-confidence after the traumatic experience of a xenophobic attack. Eileen, tell us more about Nico and her story.
Nico is a Persian-German woman who never thought that there is any chance that she's not belonging to somewhere. And so she enjoys her summer in Berlin with her best friends and her patients. She's a nurse. And she's a quite positive and self-confident woman. But then an attack takes her out of this feeling, a racist attack, who shows her, wow, not everyone thinks like this. And this changes her whole behavior, her whole feelings. She isolates herself. She's not so positive anymore. And on this way of also her friends and patients, they lose contact to her. Because she feels it slowly, she decides to change something. She has to change something. So she starts to take some classes with Andy, the karate teacher. He somehow gets in contact to her and she opens up for him. So it changes her to find a new person in herself that she was not knowing before, that there is this inside herself. So yeah, this is the story. And on this way, she meets Ronnie. And Ronnie also knows, because she's from Macedonia, how it feels when you always are not seen as a human being, more as someone who's from somewhere else. And I think this frustration and this sadness about this topic we wanted to show in this film.
Yes, you're totally telling me what I felt while watching the film, in particular in relation to Nico and the multiple encounters with other people during the film. So I think relationships play an important role in Nico in the film. We follow Nico while she interacts with her patients, with her friend Rosa, the karate instructor, as you said, and the girl from Macedonia, the fanfare. So I think this story, Nico's story, is also told through the relationships that she establishes with other people. Would you like to elaborate on this?
Yes, Cristina, this is something that was very important for us to take all characters she's in interaction with, if it's friends or patients or this karate teacher or Ronnie from the fairy tale, that they are all standing as for a mirror from her feelings. So they're mirroring her from the first minute of the film until the last. We needed this very, it was very important to build the film this way, because we the three of us, like Francie Fabritz, that made the camera, but also was a co-writing with us, and Sarah, that produced and played and also wrote. And the three of us were sitting weeks together and tried to find a solution to not put Nico in a victim narrative, to not make her the poorish little woman that goes through this horrible phase of her life, that cries all the time and is passive all the time. We wanted to give her the strong feeling to empower herself. And therefore, we needed all these characters around her who try to reach her somehow. Is it answering your question?
Absolutely. It's exactly super. What I felt while I was watching the film. Like the narrative is really based on the relationships that Nico establishes with the people around her. Another question I have for you, Elina, is why did you want to tell this story, you and Sarah Fazilat, who plays Nico, but she's also a screenwriter, co-screenwriter. Why did you want to tell this story? What was your motivation to make this film?
I remember it was, I guess, 8 years ago, meanwhile, that Sarah, she was studying her first years in the DFFB, in the Academy for Film here in Berlin. The same year she started to study it, I started direction. So we worked quite from the first films. We started to work together and became good colleagues and friends. And on this way, we both were so frustrated about so many situations that were not only racist, also sexist. And we started to talk a lot about our feelings concerning these topics. Plus that the German film industry here, especially in TV, is casted more, is still very, very white driven. The Arab people, for example, or Asian people, they are very often put in cliched characters. So, and we talked about these topics a lot. And on some point, we were sitting there and listened to each other. And it was also a very emotional situation. And we both said, wow, we have to make a film about it together. We really have to sit and talk about this anger in us. And we, on this way, dealing with this anger, we found out that behind this anger is such a huge sadness about this daily life of a woman that is not belonging in a box. So the script slowly developed. I can say yes, this was our motivation. And on the way, we found Francie Fabritz to join us, because we needed, for the style of the film, concerning our budget, we couldn't work with huge film sets. But not only because of this, also because we worked with non-professional actors too. For the ones of you who saw the film or who will see the film, there's this Brigitte, the patient of Nico, for example. She's not an actor at all. So we needed to build a situation to get her authenticity and not lose her. So therefore we shot. Yes, sorry.
No. That's very interesting, because I was also wondering, Elina, on this aspect of the production of the film. So Sarah Fazilat gives a very dynamic performance in portraying Nico, embodying this woman fighting for strength in a very hostile society. But she's also is your colleague at the German Film and Television Academy in Berlin. She's also a co-screenwriter. How was your collaboration? I mean, being involved in so many layers with Sarah, was it difficult? Was it hard? Was it easy?
It was everything together, because when you see, for example, the first scene when Nico is
riding her bike.
When Nico sits on her bike and drives through the city, you can imagine it like this. I was the driver of the car. Francie was sitting next to me or behind in the back. And I did the sound somehow through the 2 meters that are between car and Sarah Fazilat, and I screamed through the back mirror to try to insinuate her. So this is just one picture, one scene to give you a feeling about how it was to shoot a film completely alone. Of course, there were some, and you can also imagine it from some scenes. Of course, there were some professionals on some days, like professional sound people we needed, and also camera assistant on some days. But most of the time, I have to say, we were quite alone. And this makes this gives a huge freedom, but at the same time, it's also quite hard, I have to say. But the collaboration, like the emotional collaboration, was really nice. And I think we will never experience this intimate shooting again. But I can also tell you, I cannot work like this again. I'm 37, and it's not so funny anymore for me to lie in some bushes and do the sound. It was a nice experience, and I learned so much. But I also know that it's quite heavy to make a film like this.
I imagine must be extremely exciting, but also challenging and exhausting at the same time.
Exactly.
Despite the difficulties, the final product is a very good film, which has been included in the very prestigious Sydney Film Festival section, Europe Voices of Women in Film, which includes 10 films by European women directors. And really, the aim of this program is to really focus on talented women from around Europe who have directed engaging and important films. And you and all the other women directors behind this section have participated in a pre-recorded webinar on how to navigate cultural boundaries and tell your own story. What is your experience in telling stories that are situated in a specific cultural setting, such as Nico, for instance, but at the same time can convey a universal message?
Yeah, this is, first of all, a very huge topic, and also it's hard to answer it so easily, but I know that we, like the three of us, were very clear about that we want to show Nico as a young, beautiful woman, and don't explain her roots. Of course, as a filmmaker, you sit on the script and you talk about, okay, so where do we put the information where she's coming from? Like where her roots are. Sara Fazilat has Iranian roots also, but she grew up in Germany. So, and on some point we understood, for the three of us, we felt like we don't want to explain it. We want to show a young woman that has experienced her daily life and goes through a trauma without explaining. And I think this is what develops more and more in film and TV industry, that every person that is not casted, every person who is not white, casted without explaining why. So this is, I think, a beginning of a new film era, I have a feeling. And I think Nico is a part of it somehow. And I'm quite proud that it functions so nice, and also that the audience is ready for it.
Yeah, I absolutely relate to what you just said, because watching Nico, you don't wonder in relation to where is it from, where does Nico come from, what is her story, because she's very comfortable, apart how the story developed in relation to the trauma, but she's really comfortable in her own skin in Berlin, and you don't need to wonder about where is she from.
Exactly. And also some people from the audience, they thought, where is she from? Because, of course, not everyone knows what Farsi is. You need some Iranian context to know exactly, this is Farsi. Like, and some people thought she's from Turkey, or other people thought she's from Syria. So we thought, like, it's super because she, as an Iranian German woman, stands for so many nationalities that are POC, and to give a more identification for everyone. And I hope this is happening with this film.
Oh, definitely, at least was my reaction.
Thank you.
And Eline, I have one final question for you. Have you got any new project you want to talk about?
I'm also a very huge fan of survival movies and love movies. So at the moment, because I'm climbing in a canyon every year in summertime, I was researching from January on in Crete, an island with many canyons, and I'm also researching in Israel. So I'm trying to find my story at the moment for the final feature film before I leave the film school. And it's about, of course, a woman, and of course, about a lot of empowerment.
Oh, well, we'll watch that space then.
Thank you so much.
For your next project. So thank you very much, Eline, for your time. It's been a pleasure to interview you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be part of it. I'm quite honored. Like, really, it's amazing.
I have been talking to Eline Göring, director and screenwriter of Nico, presented at the Sydney Film Festival. And I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.